Hallelujah. There shall be restoration. Somebody here, there shall be restoration. Amen. Anybody that is on any evil assignment against you, after today, the person will be exposed. Hallelujah. And a few people who call me, at least I answered such questions. Two of such calls yesterday or so. You tell me, Pastor, I want to see you. I've been praying over this matter, the thing, and the case is refusing to change, so I want to see you. Then I say, you want to see me for what? He said, because I don't know what to do again. So you are expecting me to tell you to do something else apart from all prayers that you owe will work, Abby? The only other thing somebody like that I will tell you to do is to get one small sachet of water and sell it to you for 5,000 naira. If you buy it and use it, your case will be over. That's what they are waiting for. So what am I to do? What am I to do? I don't pray tire. If they think no work, so what am I to do? What they are actually expecting me to do is, okay, there is warm oil. Well, I know. But it's costly. Pastor, just tell me how much. Listen, church. We don't have any alternative to prayer. If prayer no work, nothing else can work. Nothing else can work. The only thing you should be worried is if others are testifying. Then my own testimony is coming. And if my testimony is not coming, I will examine myself first. Is there anything I'm doing that Satan can use against me and hinder my prayers? It should be sincere, because it will be between you and you. Not you and God, though, because God already knows your case. Now you know sincere to look. Amen. And once you have looked all around you and you have seen that there is no reason why God should not answer your prayer, then it means God's hand is in it and there is an appointed time. Amen. Because we serve a God that answers prayers. He is real. Very, very real. And he is working. Hallelujah. He is working. I have confirmed that this God is real. How many people have confirmed it? See? Amen. There is no prayer you offer that is wasted. Each time you come for prayers, it is like one going with money to put in his savings account in the bank. Amen. Remember, ATM machine does not give money to who does not have money. ATM does not answer who doesn't have money. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Yes, now, don't you ever think that all the mountains you have gone, all the fastings you have done, all the vigils, private or wherever you did all your prayers, that they are in vain? Never say that. Amen. They are being stored somewhere for the appointed day. And that's why, when I had, watched a television program of one of our neighbor churches. One neighbor church. And then somebody was testifying that he went everywhere. And then people were testifying. I came there and the God of that church answered their prayer. I had a pastor, a Jew, send a microphone. All these people testifying. Did they not go to churches? Did they receive any answer? Until they come here. You see, I told you God is here. I was watching. I said, see, this Jew is blind. You know nothing about God. Amen. And some people come here and they give that type of testimony too. I went everywhere. Pastor, oh God will bless you. I went everywhere. I even went to our neighbor church here. I went everywhere. But immediately I step here, bah! The demon just walk out. Kai, there is God here. Then everybody go clap her. You see, he went everywhere. You see? I am more revelated than that. Praise God. That place that you did not receive your own deliverance there, were you not seeing every day other people receiving there? They don't testify for those churches. Eh? Now you be the problem, not be the church. Let those, you know, commercial pastors stop that type of commercial game. Even in the law of adverts, eh? You're not allowed to advertise in certain language. You don't condemn other products and say it's only your own that is good. It is not allowed. Praise the Lord. You don't advertise like that. Don't say it's only your own. It's a lie. What of you? Welcome, say. It was when I came to Bride Assembly and I heard. And then I removed my earring. Immediately I removed my earring. The demon left me. 1 month after, my husband came. Praise God. And you think that is the reason why people should remove their earring and remove trouser? There are churches where they wear trouser. They don't fast before husband they come. Praise God. We don't remove trousers so the husband will come. We don't remove earrings so the husband will come. Because there are people that are wearing trousers and husband they come. In fact, if I give you one testimony, a sister told me she was into prostitution. In fact, for that her prostitute room, now one customer can come for that hotel. Now discussion can't take place. Now the man say, I must marry you. That's what the man carry and go house. Marry her. Oh, prostitute. Oh. Nobody say, oh, now the sister, they tell me about herself, oh, with the picking for hand, away from that marriage. Praise God. Listen, church, it's more than that. When you come to any ministry and God meets with you there, it is that day that he has appointed for you. And he has a reason why he chooses a particular place to answer you. It's not because that place is better than others. It's not like that. Praise the Lord. The only testimony you should give is that when I went to a particular, I left one church and I came to this other church. When I came here, then I noticed my spiritual life changed. I began to fear God the more. I began to love him the more. The things I used to do,
I found out I stopped doing them.
That is the testimony of a Christian. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Every prayer you pray, God receives them. So don't stop praying. I believe in prayers because the weapons of our warfare, they are mighty through who? Through God. Why is it through God? Because Jesus said, if you ask me to do anything, I will do it. Amen. It's mighty through God. And don't think that God does not want to deliver you. There was a time the Amorites were disturbing Israel. They cry. God did not answer. Then one day, God decided to answer Israel. He said, the reason why I have not avenged you of this Amorite is because that he is waiting for the cup of the iniquity of the Amorites to be full. So sometimes the person tormenting you, God wants to have reason to deal with the person well. So he will allow his cup of iniquity to full. Then God will step down, say, you don't do. And when God will stand up on your behalf, hey, he's a mighty one in battle. Can we stand up? El Shaddai, you are the mighty one in battle. Oh, Jehovah.
Yes, you are
the mighty one in battle.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
Oh,
you are the mighty one in battle. Oh, glory. Say it again.
Yes, you are the mighty one.
Mighty one in battle.
You are El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
Oh, Lord,
you are. The mighty one in battle. All glory to your.
You know the confidence we have in praying.
When Apostle Paul told us to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, you look up to him there, you will hear him shout, it is finished. Amen. To receive deliverance, you don't need to know too many scriptures. If it's just one scripture you know, it's enough. Hallelujah. And that Jesus cannot go and suffer all that suffering at the cross in vain. Lie. He had you in mind, he had me in mind. When he screamed, it is finished, and he gave up the ghost. What is it that is finished? Eh? What is it that is finished? Hallelujah. And somebody sent me a mail and he said, is it possible for a born-again Christian to still suffer from any ancestral problem? I answered, I said, yes. Under the following reason. When the person is ignorant of his birthright. When the person is ignorant of what happened on the cross on Calvary, then he will continue to suffer what he should not suffer. And I said, that is the reason why we go for deliverance. We go for warfare prayers. What is warfare prayer? It's to possess our possession and claim our freedom. It's to tell that demon, that ancestral problem, that
Jesus has paid the price. You cannot hold me in bondage anymore. And you can never pray that prayer strong enough until you take a look at what happened on the cross of Calvary. All that suffering that man suffered was for our freedom. When you know freedom has been given to you, amen. And the enemy is still trying to hold you captive. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When one of my niece came and said that one day she just sit up her house, oh, she don't owe the landlord, oh, because she owe only 3 months. That they came from the court with police and everybody, they threw their things out of their house. I say, yeah, just like that. Did I give you any notice on the court? He said, no. Did you appear in the court? He said, no. I say, yay, somebody has made you a millionaire. I call my lawyer. Shall I call you? Eh? Shall we don't ready, we don't set for the action. I say, yay, because we know our rights. We know our rights. No lawyer. Amen. Any landlord that decides to take me to court, the next 2 years I will stay in your house free. Amen. And you go and do kangaroo and bring police to throw my things out. You have made me a multimillionaire. When I finish with you, you will not go near police station against anybody again. Because I know my rights. It's the same thing I do in the spirit. When any nonsense demon comes to disturb me when I'm sleeping and I wake up, attack me when I'm sleeping, me, where you come from? In that anger, I face that spirit. It never comes again. Oh, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When we call some prayer points here, you see some people pray with the whole of their heart. While you see some people praying like the Pope of Rome. You are praying like Pope. Pope don't get problem. He don't get family, he don't get wife. And he get money. They are now. You dey pray like Pope, Abby. Continue now, pray like Pope. Okay. You dey pray like your pastor, Abby. Okay, pray like your pastor. All your tithes, now in the chop them. Okay, so he doesn't have problem. Any day he broke, he will stand there and say, God, he said, all of you go to run, bring money for him. Okay. If you don't pray, it's because you have no reason to pray. If you have reason to pray, nobody will teach you how to pray. Hallelujah. Upon Mount Zion shall be a holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall do what? You will possess their possession. How did they possess their possession? They fought their way. They fought battles. Even after they gained the land, they protect the land with battle. You sit down there. Everybody they marry, now only you remain. And now only you they go to church. Or the people who know they go to church, they don't, all of them don't marry. Uh-huh. Would you say, where is the God I serve? All people when they sell market around you, then they sell their own market, or your own clothes, and now only you they go to church. You don't go vex. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. A witch. By occultic power, we come and threaten you. Fear will they catch you. Because the power of that witch is greater than the God behind you. Because you don't know who you are. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know the God I serve. What about you? Eh? Okay, You are going to tell the Lord who you know him to be now. Because how am I sure you know who he is? I want you to open your mouth. Are you ready? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh, let's worship him. Among the gods, who is like thee?
Glorious,
glorious. Say it again.
Who is like unto thee? Who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods. You are glorious, fearful in praise, always.
Say it again.
Oh, who is like unto thee?
Among the gods,
who is like thee?
Who is
you
like
are glorious?
Glorious in holiness,
fearful in praise,
fearful in praise.
Doing wonders.
It's a God that does wonders. Who do you know him to be? Hallelujah. We are going to praise him for some few minutes. And then after the praises, you will open your mouth and you are going to tell the Lord why you have chosen to worship him. Why you are worshiping him the way you are worshiping him tonight. And who do you know him to be? That is how to worship God. Is to let him know that you know who he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know him as the restorer of my life. I know him as the repackager of my life. I know him as the lifter up of my soul. Amen. Are we ready to worship him? Let's give him praise for some time.
Can somebody make a joyful noise to the Lord? If you are in the sanctuary and not in the mortuary, make a joyful noise to Jesus. Ibu Chineke ni bugi madu. Ibu Chineke ni bugi madu. Madu na iku. Ibu Chineke ni bugi madu. Oku ginine bu ezioku amara mi geme Ige mere mi akobi di mumma Amara mi geme Ige mere mi akobi di mumma chimo Amara mi geme aho Amara mi geme Ige mere mi akobi di mumma Amara nigeme, igeme ne mi ago di mumma di mo. Hey! What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, we are serving Him. God Almighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Angels fell. God Almighty God we serve. Oh, God Almighty God. God Almighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Angels fell before Him.
There is somebody who does that to worship Jesus. Let him know. Lord, you're worthy, and there's no like you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we worship and we bless your name. He's a good God. He's a good God. He's a great, great God. That's all I know. That's all I know.
He's a great God.
Walk upon the sea. He's a great, great God. That's all I know. He the made the lame to walk and made the blind to speak. He's a great, great God. That's all I know. That's all I know. He's a great God, that's all I know. Great God. Patient of faith, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will. We never, never change. A shade of gray. As old as you are. As old as you are. We never change. Calling a shade of gray.
Hey,
somebody help me use those hands and worship Jesus. Oh, Lord,
for nothing can change it. Chukwa mwuru nile mema, anuru nile yenwa, anuru nina gwaria, obi obire zioko. Anuru nile yego, akwara mwuru nina gwaria, anuru nile mema. Obi abure zoku chukwe di male. Idi mae. Idi mae. Chukwe mi di mae. Idi mae. Chukwe mi di mae. Jehovah, me the man. Onye gari je n'elu mmiri Jehovah ni di ma oh onye gari je n'elu mmiri oh Jehovah ni di ma Jehovah ni di ma Jehovah ni di ma onye gari je oh Jesus when you got it, illuminate.
Can somebody help me worship the Lord?
I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord is and I will call upon the Lord. He alone is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord, He reigns. Send out your Holy Ghost. down your Holy Ghost. And shut down the dead, shut down your healing. And down your Holy Ghost. Can somebody wave those hands to Jesus? Oh, God, we bless you. Oh Jesus, you're worthy. Send out your power. Oh Lord, we need your deliverance. Oh Lord, we need your lifting. Send out the deliverance. Let our living waters flow over my soul. Let our Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my life. All my cares and worries unto you I've been calling, Jesus. Jesus. Oh God, that name again and again. Jesus. Oh Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, there is power in that name. Hey, shout out that this way is a call to the King of Glory. Yes, sir. Jesus, the man of God, the mighty man in battle. King of Glory, I rise on the throne for the time has come. And you can get it to your chicken and also pull it. And then when I went to get a little chicken, then I saw. Oh, you give me a remote, I give my good as you get. When you make the muscle and the man on a screen, never hold up. Oh, you can get it to your chicken and be banana. There is power in the name. Why should I believe? Your name is the name of power. I don't make sure of your name, every name of power. I don't make sure of your name, every tongue must confess that you are the Lord that cannot change. There is power in the name. Deliverance in the day. Oh, there is healing in the day. Oh, there is power in the day. Oh, call me Jesus, 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 Jesus. God of the Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh God of the God of the God of the dimension of Lift your name every knee must bow. At the mention of your name every tongue must confess. Your name is the name of power, O Lord, O Lord, O Lord. Your name can make the blind to see, O Lord. Call that name, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, may you reign. What can compare to you, Jesus? All of the right and all of the enemies be scattered. Jesus, glory, come and give us all that can do. Jesus, may you reign. It's a corrupt man, you see. What is this in a journey to man?
I can't
chimini on est aussi You can't hear the engine. You're bigger than what people say. You are better than what people say. Lord, you are. Lord, you are. If this God that was Sam has healed you, if this God that was Sam has given you health, if this God that was Sam has given you a good life, make a joyful noise to him. My God can do what he said. Lord, forever yours to say, I got my surugi mama. Hey. You lifted me and gave me a song. I got my surugi mama, mama. Hey. 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 Mama.
When Jesus comes, the fetter bar is broken. When Jesus comes, our tears are wiped away. We take the gloom and see my life in glory. For all is sure, when Jesus comes to stay. We want a testimony in this place. We want a testimony in this place. We want a testimony in this place. We want a testimony. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. He gave me one. Father, come and do miracle.
You are the miracle.
Also, divine, come and do miracle.
You are the miracle.
Abba, Father, come and do miracle.
You are the miracle.
Worship your fathers, come and do miracle.
You are the miracle.
I've got good news for someone here right now. Dry bones shall rise Thy bones shall rise again. Somebody laugh at the devil. 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 I say the devil shall rise again. Somebody. Somebody help me laugh at the devil. Somebody laugh at the devil. Somebody laugh at the devil. Somebody laugh at the devil. Help me laugh at the devil. Every wall of Jericho in your life today, we are going down flat. Today, every strong hand that is holding you back, today, I break those hands. Who can say what and it comes to pass when the Lord has not spoken? Who can say what and it comes to pass when the Lord has not spoken? Tell me who has the final say. Oh my, my, my. Who has the final say? And because of Jesus has the final say, there is a song that goes like this. Do you know this song? Let me sing it. I'm
Today, give him worship. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise.
Worship him for who you know him to be. Worship him for who he is to you.
Thank you.
Repeat it. Thank you, Jesus. You have said it before. Repeat it. Who can battle with the Lord? Hallelujah. Every evil hand upon you shall be cut off today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know him to be my healer. I know him to be my Jehovah Jireh. I know him to be my strength giver. I know him to be the mighty one in battle. I know him to be the resurrection and the life. He has the final say over my life. I know him as the pillar that holds my life. Who do you know him to be? Lord Jesus Christ, shall we go? Tell him I know who you are.
Thank you.
amara onye nche n'ọzọ.
In Jesus' name we worship. In Jesus Christ's name we worship.